It's a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah. The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2. Let's go get them.
Well, good morning. Good morning to all and to all a very, very good morning. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
You know it.
And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network and our website, which is up, live, and running. I'm going to give it to you slow this morning. It's triple W. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. That's C like cat, X like x-ray, M like Mary, A like apple, S like Sally.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this momentous, not momentum,
pick them up.
Momentous Monday as you're traveling in, getting ready. I know what you're thinking already. You're thinking this is the most anticipated 2 hours probably of your week.
We got next.
We got next. Well, you know what? First of all, I still got to remind you, progress instead of perfection is our motto as you're traveling in. Remember, kids are soaking up just the last days. The last days of summer, parents are out and about buying school supplies, buying school uniforms, and kids are having absolute fun getting ready before school starts. So as you're traveling in every single morning, we remind you to stay engaged. Make sure you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Do better today than you did yesterday, than you did on Friday with those mobile devices. And watch out for those kids as they're soaking up the last days of summer.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get right on point, DC.
Let's get right into it.
Well, last Friday's show was absolutely heated.
Off the chain. Oh, and let me do this, Carlette, before we get going.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Brown's sermon this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. And we kind of figured that was the ride he was going to take. Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is because Brown, and we know he's not listening, or that's what he's going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
because disingenuousness runs rampant in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the most disingenuous person I know. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to allow his fans to call him because we're going to do a rewind on the lady who called up, because we don't profess to know what you know, because you don't have any records or you don't disclose any of the money that you take in.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So the lady who called, Miss Katrina Newton, is the one that said that she was very close to that situation. Her kids,
mm-hmm.
okay, her kids.
Which he has already said they are not family.
Right. Her kids are the ones that there's, but now the lady has two other kids too who didn't get anything.
Okay.
Okay. So
according to Miss Katrina.
According to Miss Katrina. And also the kids of Miss Katrina, who she was told, look, we're putting this money in a trust for you,
mm-hmm.
For your kids. So if they need anything along the way, we're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that said, what we're going to do, Carlette, is just to give everybody a chance, because we understand that the podcast crashed because there were so many people trying to get on it,
mm-hmm.
it just couldn't take it.
Man,
okay?
Everybody was trying to get
on it. Everybody was trying to get on it, because we're going to admit here, because the difference between On Point Talk and Eyes Open is we are full disclosure.
Absolutely.
Basically, we will, and another thing too, Carlette, turn me down right there. We can say anything we've said, mm-hmm. we can say it again.
Is that good?
And we're not bound by, turn up just a little bit, a little hair. We're not bound by any attorneys. We're not bound by any criminal deeds,
mm-hmm.
because we've not done any criminal deeds.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to ask us any questions about anything, we will answer them.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this too, Carlette, because there's an element out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
And first of all, there's a lot of people who feel sorry, especially the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sermon that was preached, that was geared toward making you feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't feel sorry for you, buddy. You know, basically, some of the things that you've done that we're going to get into, we're about to get into some stuff, folks. Put the women and children to bed. This is not a show for the faint at heart, because this is about truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about serenading you, okay, with God guard, because everybody wants to scream peace when the chickens start coming home to roost. Okay, peace, peace, peace. First of all, let me get one thing out the way. And I think everybody that's close to this radio station understands and appreciates that Tony Brown and I have no love for each other.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get that out there. I mean, you know, basically, yes, the Bible says love thy neighbor. I'm trying to get there. See, the difference between me is he hates me, but he'll lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care for him, and I can say it.
Right.
You see, because that's the man in me. Okay? I'm not finna sit up here and lie to anybody about anything. Because if I say it once, I can say it again. Okay, that's the first order of business. Secondly, we're going to get down into some of this stuff. We're not going to take all morning to do it. You know, we're not that obnoxious. You know, what we're going to do is, as a matter of fact, we've called our guests and told them, look, we got some more cleaning to do. There's still some junk in the house, but we're going to do it cordially. We're going to do it truthfully, and we're going to be honest, and we're going to just, you know, we're just going to do it the proper way. Because we understand the tactic that is being used here.
Right.
But, you know, we're on a Christian station. Most of you are Christian folks. And you are quick to forgive. And I'm quick to forgive, too. But you first have to admit that you've done something.
Absolutely.
If you can't admit that you've been wrong, and you've been wrong a lot, and you've done a lot of wrong things, then I'm not ready to just let you do me wrong again. See, that's the kind of man I am. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get down into this. And let me just go in and answer a lot of the questions right now that were said about me. Carlette, then I'm going to turn you loose. First of all, in the assault charge, it's mysterious that, and you can ask Chris Jacobs, that's Tony's producer, what he did before any of that happened. You see?
And he said he was attacked.
Yeah, he said he was attacked. So basically what he's saying, he's still lying, man. I think this man has lied so much. He actually believes. And he's distorted the truth so far, so long, I believe he's really sick. Now, I'm not a journalist, but I am a sociologist. And what that is a study of people, okay? I've been watching this man for 6 years. Plus, I'm a salesman by trade. You know, I've done that for many years. I understand people, folks. I see them. I understand them. And what is happening here is a play again on your intellect, because he believes, okay, I can't tell you anything, I can't disclose any figures. My attorney told me that I can't say certain things. That's the first sign right there to this. It's something fishy in the camp. You know, and you notice how there's never, okay, let me give you an example, Carlette. We raise money all the time. We give money all the time. All the time. Y'all hear us, okay? We raised probably the first year of, I'm going to use that year, because we've raised probably over the course of the years about $50,000 in about 3 years. Okay, so let me just say this. When we, in 2011, when we raised about $25,000. Of course, it took about $6,000 for us to raise the $25,000, right?
Right.
So we had to but we have every receipt. We can tell you to the dollar exactly how much we raised.
Right.
We cut a check to Susan G. Coleman. We can give you a copy of the check.
Right.
We're not saying, oh, Carlette, look, I let you see this.
Right.
I ain't going to let nobody else see it. I'm going to let you see it.
I let my staff see it.
And nobody else can see it. This $600 that I probably, but let me tell y'all something. It took us 3 months to raise $25,000 and nobody was dead. See, you have to wake up and come out from under the ether that you've been under for 12 years. You got to come out and you got to look at another perspective, okay? We raised $25,000 in 3 months. Now, I'm going to replay the CD that I have because the podcast did crash, and I knew instinctively.
Or we don't know what happened to the podcast.
Well, I think it crashed. So many people were trying to hit it because, as Brown said, this has been the hottest the station has been probably since the Gina Six situation, which we are about to get into that, about monies in that situation.
We've had lots of phone calls.
Yeah, but we're not going to get into our phone calls because that's everybody got called. Everybody's got fans, and if you understand celebrity, you understand that fans will say what they need to say.
But I'm talking about beyond fans. I'm talking about
We don't go in that. But the whole thing in a nutshell right now is that we're going to let you hear Miss Katrina Newton, You know, and you judge for yourself. Now, as I was about to say early on, okay, Tony Brown said he didn't hear it. He doesn't want it to go in his spirit. How convenient. Mm-hmm. How convenient. Because when you was doing Larry Turner, you didn't have a problem with Reverend Larry Turner. You didn't have a problem. When you was doing Ulysses over there at the T-shirt shop, mysteriously, you didn't have a problem. Mm-hmm. And all the other mess that you do, mm-hmm. it's mysterious that your voice is not down low and you're not so humble. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that when people start talking about you, how humble you mm-hmm. get. You see what I'm saying? I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm really not, Colette. As a matter of fact, somebody said something to me about a month ago mm-hmm. that it took me a while to go figure out what she had said. Mm-hmm. All I heard was the dropping dead part. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I found out what it meant, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I can't believe. But on another note, what we're going to do here is we're going to play the CD and let you judge for yourself, because the last thing we do, and we've never done, is try to make up your mind for you. And we believe if you have enough information, you can make up your own mind. Mm-hmm. We're not going to try to convince you that anybody did anything. We're just, and let me say this right here. We didn't ask Ms. Newton to call here and say, hey, this is what happened to me. She heard that we were doing some house cleaning because we were talking about Brown as it pertained to us.
That's right.
We didn't have any stories about anybody else, but we're not a call-in talk show. But if you desire to call in, feel free. Mm-hmm. You know, we will take your calls, especially if we don't have a guest. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's one thing. Also, Carlette, what we're going to do is we're going to allow Mr. Brown's fans to call him and say, Mr. Brown, they're going to play the tape since the podcast crashed, mm-hmm. and you didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. Mysteriously, though, you knew how to try to defend against that theft. Mm-hmm. You know, but we're going to let you hear it again.
The alleged theft.
The alleged theft that was alleged by Miss Katrina. Mm-hmm. And really, to this point, Carlette, we can't even say it's theft. Let me recuse that, because it could just be that, look, I raised this money. I said I was going to raise it for these people, and I did something else. You know, I mean, that's you. And as far as defamation of character, man, come on, really? Really, man?
I mean, that was probably the most laughable part the morning.
This man has been defaming people for 12 years.
Yeah.
But let me finish, Carlette, because when I finish, I'm going to let you have it, right? Because I want to get to this part right here about Tony Brown's mama and his wife. Because, see, I'm a man, Brown, okay? You are, if you come in here, folks, I got pictures of it. There is gum under the mic that Carlette and Tony sits at, right? There's gum. Right. We also have some of it in case we need to get DNA samples. So if you want to lie about the gum, we can prove, I believe, to some degree of certainty that all of this gum here, was all of it was put here by you. This is what I said about his mama, okay? And I'm a man, and I can say anything I've said, I can say it again. If this is what your mama taught you, it's a shame. Mm-hmm. Your mama need to be talked to, man, if she let you come out here handling other folks' property like this. Mm-hmm. And as far as your wife, in the heated exchange that we had, I did say, when you said, I'm tired of this every morning, and I say, you ought to be tired of waking up on side of that dog. So that's what I said. Mm. But see, even if it was good, bad, or ugly, I can repeat it. You know why? Because I'm not trying to deceive anybody. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And now, was I wrong for talking about his wife? Probably
so. Absolutely.
Absolutely was wrong.
Absolutely you were wrong.
But here's the problem that I have with him. He's never wrong. You ever understand? Mm-hmm. Okay. Reverend Larry R. Turner has been accused of some deplorable acts. Mm-hmm. Now, let me show you the irony in what this guy does. Just to show you how obnoxious he is. When he said that about Larry Turner, Reverend Larry R. Turner, it took him 10 seconds to say, oh, I was wrong. But when somebody said something about him, I timed the speech. It was about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was a 30-minute sermon about woe is me, Lord. They all are encamped about me. No, buddy, that ain't no, that's them chickens coming home to roost. Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of things, man, and you need to open up your eyes and you need to come clean or you need to stay away nasty. Because basically, if I do something, whether it's right or wrong, I can say I did it mm-hmm. because I'm a man. And I'm going to tell you another thing. A coward dies 1,000 deaths, man.
Mm.
A coward dies 1,000 deaths. A man dies but one. You can't kill me but one time. And I'm not going to die on my knees.
Mm.
And I got one more thing to say, Carlette, before I finish.
If take your time.
Yeah, let me just get right here. If you are out there, all right, and you are saying, Tony, you keep up the good work, you doing a good job, don't let them stop you. If I find out about you, your name, let me tell you something. I'm going to expose you, because if he is indeed stealing, and you
and the
are,
operative word is if.
If he is indeed stealing, all right? And you are over there in his camp saying, yeah, Tony, we understand. We get you. Because I'm from Central Louisiana, and I'm not finna allow any more people that I know and love, because we love this community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Central Louisiana, we're from here, okay? We're not gonna allow anybody else to get robbed,
mm-hmm.
okay? Like LeCount got robbed. Yeah, y'all got robbed, man.
And like the Boys and Girls Club in Natchez.
The Boys and Girls Club in Natchez. Y'all got robbed. Every other media outlet in Central Louisiana, African-American, was going to put that on for free.
Mm-hmm.
He went, got their money for. And, man, look, we've got a lot of stories, folks, so I'm not going to get into that. We've got a lot of other people that want to say their parts. You know, we're gonna kind of skew it, because where we are right now is it's about you. Because we called your character into question, I believe, and some other folks called your character into question. And I noticed this morning you didn't give me a chance to call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines, I'll take your calls, but you don't give me a chance to call. You need to say David Christmas like I'm doing you, like a man. Tony Brown, if you want to right now, you can call this number and you can say, I'll give you the mic. But just know one thing. You're not going to talk like you did this morning, unobstructed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Basically, we're going to make you defend everything you say, buddy, because this ain't one of them deals where we claim to ask the tough questions until you pay me something.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you come on here, you're going to get asked some pertinent information, buddy, and you're not going to hide behind no, my lawyer said, every crook in the world. That's every crook in the world's line.
Mm-hmm.
My lawyer said there's only so much I can say. You know when there's only so much you can say? When you've done something you didn't have no business doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bottom line, folks. And y'all know me. I keep it real. I'm Mildred Sweezy's baby son from Bunky. You know, and I'm a man. You know, and Carla, I'm going to let you whoop up on him a little bit, because I ain't got time to deal with sissies.
Well, and it's not even about whipping. It's just about, you know, everybody called. On Friday, of course, you know, we talked about venting. And, of course, this morning, a lot of things were said. And a lot of women at this station, have felt sorry for him. But let me Absolutely. Tell you what the dichotomy is here. Two parts, you see. You see, you have had, Brown, this bully pulpit for 12 years where nobody could talk back to you. And yeah, you know what? This show's mission is to encourage, uplift, but most importantly, to enlighten. And I'm going to tell you when enough is enough. My mama used to say to me when we were growing up, she said, enough is enough. And when I whip your backside, and she wouldn't say it that nice, I'm going to whip you for old and new. And so, you know, you talk about David Christmas bullying you and the hostile environment, but what about those environments that you created for years for people? Ran off every single show on the air that
Everyone.
Ever came through
Everyone.
Here, worked systematically and succinctly to run every show off of the air. In fact, hang on. In fact, we heard you call the city of Alexandria. We've
yes.
witnessed you.
I was sitting right in front of him.
Call the city of Alexandria.
That's when he didn't know who I was, though, Carlette.
About another show that you ran off the air. So when you talk about your integrity, and you've never had to defend yourself. No, you know why? Because nobody has had a microphone as big as yours to get on here and to ask some questions. You talk about controversy. Oh, it's not controversial if it's not American. Well, you know what? Just because we haven't been controversial doesn't mean that we can't be. And when you have had enough, and enough begins to stink, as you so said this morning, well, you know what? Now it's time to talk back. it is time to talk back about the injustices that you did.
Right.
We sat here. We had
6.5 years.
We had literally been trying to get Mrs. Obama on this show, Brown.
Yeah.
For four plus years. You worked systematically to sabotage it. And if you say you didn't, you're not a man. When the interview came up, because it was recorded, because there had to be so much security that went through, the station knew, I mean, everybody was on point for this interview. When that interview came up, what came up but your newscast, Brown? We have been doing this show for some 5.5 years probably at that point. Your newscast never got transposed on anything of ours, ever. So when you talk about integrity and you talk about Lord, Lord, and you talk about those devils encamped around you and the Holy Spirit told you, you know what he was really telling you? He was telling you that the chickens have come home to roost like they always do. He has told you that what you have reaped, so shall you. What you have sown, so shall you reap. So listen, all of you sitting out there feeling sorry for him, you don't know the hell that I had to go through before my husband came in here. And my mother has said it. She said, you know what? If David would not have come in there, you would have been gone just like everybody else. So don't tell me about feeling sorry, because this is what he has had. He has literally raised his hand to a woman at this station.
Absolutely.
So don't tell me about feeling sorry for him. And yeah. And this is what he does.
He won't tell you that, though.
He does. And they have it documented well about the crap that
he has.
I
got a copy of the documentation showing that he raised his hand to hit a woman.
And so,
that's why I handled it like that.
And so, I would say to you, you said earlier the truth, yes, the truth does make you free.
Yeah, it does.
But in becoming free and finding that freedom, you got to go through some pain, brother.
Yeah, we know that pain.
Boo. So you know what? All of you listening to that low tone and, oh, Lord, Lord, and I'm going to pray. And you know what I did? I said, I don't have a violin. I can't play a violin, but I'm going to break out the violin, because that's a bunch of crap. And if you believe that, then you know what? You're just not as brilliant as we've known you to be. So let me tell you something. When I sit here and say to you that our character, our integrity, our loyalty to this community, our fight for causes has never come into question, and it never will. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When you have had enough, then you open up your microphone and you do what he asks you to do. You come clean. But when you can't come clean, what you do is you conjure up a lot of scriptures. Because let me tell you something, believers, about scriptures. Who's gonna come against the word?
Right.
Who's gonna say anything against the word?
Man, that's low, man.
So that's the way that you do it. That's the way out. Let me tell you something. Paula Renee Frazier is dead. She can't hear where the money is. You all, and we're listening, we want to know where the money is. All you have to do is disclose where the money is. We didn't say it. Wouldn't know Miss Katrina if she walked through this door this second. But there are many stories of people saying that they had been deceived. That they had been deceived. So I'm going to tell you one thing. When you talk about Brown, the station's license, you're talking about yourself. You have bullied people. You have talked about people without the fact.
Tell
you
him.
Talk about journalism. Really?
Oh, come on, man.
Really?
That's the most disingenuous thing I heard.
Really?
One
you
up.
Have gotten on here and maligned people's character and their integrity.
He did it to Mr. Joe Page, Carlette.
Yes, not once, but numerous times, countless times, and nobody could speak back to you. Nobody could speak back to you. Know why? Because they don't have a microphone. But you know what? It is time for disclosure. It is time.
It's time, baby.
It is time for people to come clean. And what we said, we're men and women in here. What we said once. My mother always told me, she said, you know what? Don't ever say anything you can't repeat twice. And we can repeat it. We can stand on it. Was it right? A lot of times, no. But what the reason why DC and I sit here today is because we have been able to be open and honest. Were we always? No. Did we lie to ourselves and lie to others and believe those stories and delusions of grandeur? Absolutely. But you know what? When you really get the word down in you and you really understand truth, then you start to understand that it is not until you own it,
right,
boo. You got to own it.
You got to own it, boo-boo.
And
you're not going to be able to run
from it. And until you own it, you'll never be free.
Because really and truly, Carlette, let me let you get a little breather. You know, I'm a tag. Really and truly, you know, I really, basically when I first came in here, I didn't really have any problems with Brown. But what I did was I watched him, and he is a master manipulator. Mm-hmm. And if any of y'all have dealt with him, you out there saying it. Yeah, Tony, start talking fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of y'all have told me,
mm-hmm,
all right? He starts talking fast, and then he confuses you, and he loses you,
mm-hmm,
because he has been around journalism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's had any success, and I stand on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if every 8 months you got to go get another job, you're not successful, mm-hmm, buddy. You're successful in your own mind. And if you were as successful as you say,
mm-hmm,
you wouldn't have just been on a whole bunch of local stations, buddy. You would have been on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been on MSNBC. If you listen to him, that's where he's been. So, you know, The thing I love about myself and about Carlette is we're real. The thing let me tell you something. There's a gentleman named Ulysses that owns UMD T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He told me he once had a show here.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony came on this radio airwaves and just talked about him like he was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you don't use your mic to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One day I came in here and CJ say, man, he had just started, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, David, I ain't really get what happened. I said, buddy, you don't know him yet.
Mm-hmm.
You just started a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he won't talk on that microphone is because he knows Tony will trick him up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he won't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all thinking, oh, he can't get CJ to say nothing. CJ understands very well that this is a trickster. And yes, I'm saying it, you know, because it's real. And if you don't want me to do no or say don't do it if it ain't real,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you heard him this morning say CJ was sitting right here when the whole assault thing happened. As a matter of fact, CJ stopped me from putting it on him, you know, because
mm-hmm,
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to tell you about me. Like I said, I'm a man. I wanted to do him something.
Did you hit him?
No, didn't touch
him. Did you touch him?
Just basically roared at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so he's such a girl, though.
And when I was standing
say,
right there.
When people say, well, Tony, what did you do? Because most men don't understand why you would go file charges on another man,
mm-hmm,
that didn't hit you. And then when they say what you did, I swear to God, folks, if you could have seen him. And when he say he was afraid for his life, I believe him. Because this man was shaking like a chicken. You know how a chicken, when it's got them bumps on them, when they're scared? That's what Uncle New used to say. Out of chicken. Man, that man was so scared, he started screaming, CJ, help! And I was right there talking to him, mm-hmm, on the outside,
mm-hmm,
right there.
Mm-hmm.
He screamed like a little girl for help.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he'll take this microphone, and he's King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And time he walks out the door, he becomes a lamb again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he gets caught up in a situation,
mm-hmm,
he says what? The Holy Spirit,
Lord.
Let me ask you this. I wonder if the Holy Spirit told him, don't say that about Reverend Larry R. Turner.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was false. You said it because you trying, and let's put it out there because all of y'all know it. Tony Brown and the mayor they used to be friends as far as I know, and Tony did something and then thought the man should have still been friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not friends anymore. But with that said, buddy, you can't try to go file false charges. And when the people investigate it and find out you lied, you can't blame the mayor.
Right.
I mean, now, come on, man. This happens every day.
Look,
Carlette, listen. Then he left the city because a lot of people have the misconception that Tony Brown helped the sheriff get elected. Really and truly, if you are a poll watcher, if you are close to politics, basically he's not helping anybody to win nothing. Just to give you an example, the guy he campaigned for in Winfield was in dead last. He did a deal down here against my sister. She was running for city councilman in Bunkie. She didn't do any advertising. Lim was running. Lim advertised on his deal. He lost. They got in the runoff. The only reason why, You know, and Lim is a good fellow, don't get me wrong, a fine gentleman, mm-hmm. a gentleman, him and Linda. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that, Tony takes advantage of. You know what I'm saying? And so all I'm saying is this right here, man. Come clean a Stairway Nasty. Pick up the phone. Y'all call him. Call him and tell him, man, defend yourself. He's not going to do it because he cannot talk back to a lot of the allegations. He knows he got Jackie Jacobs run off of her show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get down and dirty with it. She made a statement, and she never called the mayor a slave owner, a plantation owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tony took her words, skewed them,
mm-hmm.
called the city of Alexandria and said, did y'all hear? I sat right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
This is before he knew who I was. See, because he likes to play like he's your friend,
mm-hmm.
and he stabs you in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing that game with him. He, ha, 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 see?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I was in the car business managing nothing but crooks. I used to manage 40 salespeople who all they was out to do was get your money. I saw him when I walked in the door. I saw who he was, right? He calls the city and tells those people, did y'all hear the lady this morning call Jock Roy a slave master?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I quote, he called him a plantation. The woman never said that. And I'll just use names. It was Jocelyn Jacobs' show.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what his goal was to get her off the air.
Mm-hmm.
See? And he tried to do that to Carlette before he knew she had a man for a husband. Oh, he was King Kong. Wouldn't get out the chair.
Mm-hmm.
He made them think that it took him 45 minutes to an hour and a half to pack up his little belongings. Now he gets out of here in 30 seconds
mm-hmm.
because he know I'm coming. Because a man is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this right here, and this is a personal attack. Right? I'm going to say this. This is my God-given rights and my freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you might have done a few good things along them 12 years, but you've done some deplorable acts, and I believe you're a coward. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going to sit here and you're going to say, I'm not going to say anything about them. You know why you're not going to say anything about us? Because you know we hit back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, you know, you're a schoolyard bully. And I'm going to say this because most people would say, David, you bullying him. I would say, no, that's an understatement. A bully is when you just kind of mess with him a little bit. I've been Peter rolling him. I've been battle ramming him. I've been handling him like he tried to handle my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been handling him like he's something under my foot. I like you. The words say put the devil under your foot. I've been keeping him under my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this right here, and I'm going to let you have it back, Carlette. If anybody out there wants to defend Tony Brown and the acts that he's done, because a lot of y'all know his radio personality, but y'all don't know Tony Brown, the man. I've sat here for 6.5 years, and I've watched him, and basically he has no integrity. You know, and I'm going to tell you, what he did to Reverend Larry R. Turner was deplorable.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely deplorable. But did he say, the Holy Spirit told me not to do it, so I didn't do it? Because the Holy Spirit had to be telling you if you that linked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're that linked up, and let me say this right here, Carlette, because I got a lot of calls from a lot of preachers,
mm-hmm.
but you know the one preacher I didn't get a call from was my own preacher. And you know why? Because I've been consulting with him about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, David, just I've been consulting with my pastor,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't have to call him, and he didn't have to call me.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because he knows what I've been dealing with for the last 5 years, buddy. Not 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since I went on and let you know when you had the studio smelling like an outhouse because you wouldn't clean yourself. When you got the gum, you're taking out your nasty mouth and you're putting it under the desk, man. You know, and if my mama knew. And y'all know my mama, Mildred Sweezy, I'm her baby boy. She would tell me, son, that is wrong and that's nasty. One day, Carlette put her hands in the nasty gum. And I would like for him to come on here and say, oh, that's not my gum. It's about 150, 200 pieces of gum under the desk.
Mm.
So, man, come clean or stay away nasty and quit stealing my taglines. You ain't got no network, man. You stole that. He'll steal your stuff.
Well, there you go.
Well,
you know, I thought we were done.
No, we ain't done.
No, I thought we were done on Friday.
No, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done for this show because for those of you who want to hear the interview with Miss Katrina, who stated that, who said what she said about the kids. Mm-hmm. Because the dead woman, when you start, see, this is some more disingenuousness.
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking about the dead woman, it's to take that. Man, you trying to use that to pull us off you.
Mm-hmm.
The dead woman can't hear us, buddy. She's in a better place. Her two dead kids can't hear us. But the lady you told you had money for that you didn't give it to, she can hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And she been wanting to say what she had to say for since 2005, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't let her on your show, and you wouldn't answer her phone calls. Why you didn't mention that? I'm getting a little hot.
Well, don't get hot. But it is hot, and it's hot outside.
It's going to be hot.
It's 18 minutes after 9, you know, and this is just what we got to do. And it's not pretty, but it is what it is.
Oh, and when we come back, I'm finna get into, because I noticed he said, a good man like Philip Terrell. I'm finna get off into that, too.
And so, you know, at some point, you just have to use your microphone to do what you have to do to answer some of those things that are said about you. And as I said, we're truth tellers. If we said it once, we'll say it again. It's not always pretty. But you know what? We're not going to hide behind a microphone. We're not going to hide behind something and say what we didn't say if we said it. Might have been wrong, but you know what? We said it. We can say it again. And I'm going to tell you what I heard this morning was a lot of minimizing, a lot of rationalizing, and a lot of justifying. You know, and the point of the matter is this. You have done this for years. For years. And so when somebody finally comes out on you, it's hard. I know it is. But you just think about all the people that you have hurt over the years in the name of journalism, license-trained journalism. You know, a lot of unsubstantiated things that you have said about people, about leaders in this city, about men of the cloth, you know. Okay. Whatever you wanted to say, you said it. And nobody could tell you anything. And the people at this station, you know what they would say? Well, that's just okay. Tony. That's just how he is. Well, no.
Okay.
Now is the time for you to sit back and say, did I do that? But see, when you're so self-righteous, you can't determine what you did and what you didn't do because you're so self-absorbed. You have people on this air that are trying to talk and can't even get a word in edgewise because you are sucking up all of the air in the room for yourself. And so I would say to you, today is that day. Friday was that day. And we just wanted to say some things that have needed to be said for the last 6.5 years. They have just needed to be said. So there you go. Well, everybody, it's 20 minutes after 8 local time, 20 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network.
And quit using my tagline.
Quit it.
Because every time I hear it, I'm finna start doing something else. Because I don't like hearing it fall off.
GC.
I really don't.
Hey, everybody, we got to get a break. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Memory is a powerful tool, and each man's memory is his private literature. As we grow older, and I've learned as I've gotten older, you know, 74 is a wonderful age. It means I have the capacity to recall things that have been planted for 70 years in memory. Sure way to remember something is try to forget it. Just try to forget some bad event, some situation, and I promise you it will stay with you. God have given us memory that we might have roses in December. Close your eyes, meditate, think about the things that you saw, experienced, and watch how beautiful life can become. Another thing about memory is it tempers prosperity, it mitigates adversity, controls youth, and delight old age. If you want to hear some stories, you talk to those old people like me, and we can tell you things. We can tell you some things. And even though in memory the fish get larger as we tell the story, it might have been 2 pounds when we caught him, but the more we memorize, the more the fish grow. I laugh about it to see things happen. So be careful what you plant in your memory, because it will always multiply and grow. Those things that we forget were not worth remembering anyway. Isn't that interesting? The mind, to me, this is a thought of Joe Green. The mind has the capacity like a hard drive on the computer. It will store things in a file. And sometimes the reason we don't remember it, we forget what we filed it under. But if a situation come that opens the file, it is as fresh today as it was yesterday. So be careful how you treat people, and those things you say you forgot about mistreating people, they remember what you did, when you did it, where you did it, how it affected them. And so every opportunity to apologize for something you did wrong, don't say you forgot it. Be kind enough to do it. Now, a true test of that is those people who owe you money and say they forgot. Well, it's in the memory bank. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Thank you.
Hold up one second.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to a pro.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe Coffee, Sausage Burritos, and the Sausage McMuffin Sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be back in 3, 2, go get it.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, the last couple of days, Friday specifically, and today, if you've been listening, you would say it's probably an atypical show for the OPT Network. Let me start by saying, again, good morning. It's 8:36 local time, 9:36 Eastern. Well, yes, it is atypical, but it is about enlightenment. And it is about something that has been a pot. You know, ladies, how you, when you cook and you're boiling, something is boiling on the stove, and it gets to the boiling point where it gets so hot, and the boil is so high that it starts to run over on the pot. It messes up the stove, messes up everything. It makes a really big mess. Well, let me just say this. First of all, maybe we need to apologize to you for even venting. But as I said on Friday, much of our lives is lived on the air. We have shared our lives with you. We've shared the good things. We've shared the bad things. We've shared addiction. We've shared infidelity. We have shared because We have tried to live a life of transparency, not a life of perfection. We're not perfect. We have made tons of mistakes. We have missed the mark. We will continue to miss the mark. But what we have tried to do is to be open and honest. And many people have said, you know what, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your candor. Many people have said, it is time. Well, you know what, sometimes you just have to expose what is happening. And what you hear from me, what you hear from my husband is anger. Because we have sat by and we have taken it. We've taken it like a man and like a woman. We have sat by and just watched everybody say, well, you know, that's just the way that it is. And so what we're doing this morning is saying, you know what, this is what happened. And this is the way we feel about it, you know. And a lot of people, you know, I understand if you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. And a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. But the truth does make you free. And I'm going to tell you, when we have expressed our truth, it has made us free.
Right.
And a lot of people have come out large in what Brown has done.
Well, no, and let me say this, Carlette, because a lot of people are so accustomed to being uplifted, enlightened, and encouraged by this program that the last 2 days have thrown them off. You know, I just had a call from a lady, you know, and she's saying basically, what, in all fairness to her, she's saying basically when she turns on the radio, she wants to be uplifted.
Right.
And certainly I respect that and I appreciate that. And, you know, I never forget when we did a program, when we raised $25,000, we raised the money, we were in the newspaper, the Town Talk covered it, and a lot of people were coming to us and they were saying, man, y'all raised all that money. The TV station talked about everything but y'all. You see? What a lot of people have to understand is when you listen to these shows, meaning our show and Tony Brown's show, you know, we're glad that you listen to Tony Brown's show. We appreciate that. We want you to listen to it. You know, what we're doing here is not about you not listening to Tony.
No.
What we're doing here is about Tony and as it pertains to us.
Right.
We've let it go too long, and it's now time for us to vent about it. So when Channel 5 didn't report that we had raised such a massive amount of money.
More than any company.
More than any company, probably more than the banks was raising. You know, I noticed one time Red River Bank gave somebody a check for $8,000, and they had a check superimposed about as long as this desk. You understand? And so what you have to understand is all of these shows are private. The TV station reports what they want to report. Tony reports what he wants to report.
And we do what we want to
do. And we do what we want to do. And that's what we're trying to tell you the problem is. The problem has been you've been getting such a lopsided version of events that you really don't even understand. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can come to me talking about peace, peace, peace all you want. I had a lady say, God, what God wants, what God wants, what God wants you to do and how God says we should handle each other. You know, and I thank you. I think you're absolutely correct. But I don't fool myself into believing that I've arrived at a place that I'm not. Because, see, the Bible says turn the other cheek, right? And if Tony was really who he was saying this morning, he would have came on that radio and wouldn't have said a word. Because that's what Dr. King said. Now, the difference between me and him is I haven't gotten there. I'm not turning no cheek because I'm still flesh and But that's what I keep telling you about the honesty and the integrity that I display. I can say to you that if you come hit me on one cheek, I'm going to knock your brains out.
Well, let me just.
Because I hadn't gotten there, Carlette.
Let me back you up a couple ticks, because right is right and wrong is wrong. And I missed saying this earlier when you said that you had talked about Mrs. Brown. And that's just wrong. And I think you need to apologize.
And I do, because really, hold 1 second for me. Really and truly in the battle, because see, Brown and I have been in a war. And you know, in wars there are casualties. But the difference between he and I is I don't ever come up here and say I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I've done a lot of stuff wrong. And that's why it's not hard for people to believe when I tell them the truth. It's just the truth. And just like the nice lady who called saying, man, you know, it's time out for that. We're all African-American people, and we should be getting along, like Rodney King. But tell me that when you're getting walked on.
Right.
In other words, you get walked on first, and then tell me, hey, let's just let him keep on walking on.
Right. And that's what people have said for years.
Yeah,
they have said,
he's not walking on me.
They have said systematically, it doesn't matter what he does. I'm going to tell you, you don't know how hurt I was and we were as a company when that Michelle Obama interview was erased. And you know what the station said? They said, that's a shame. They said, he shouldn't have did that. Nobody said anything. You know what they said? They said, you got to pray. Well, you know what? Yeah, you have to pray. But let me tell you something, and I really want you guys to feel this from my heart. Now, what David what he is displaying is sure unadulterated anger. Because what he saw was he saw his wife living her dream, living her passion, living her purpose, when somebody constantly and systematically and covertly, very secretly, was always trying to stop that from happening.
Absolutely.
And that made you absolutely just downright
angry.
Well,
what I did was I watched him, and I watched him to see who he was. And then when he did that to Jackie, I saw exactly who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He'll throw a rock
and hide his hand.
And see, what we're doing now, buddies, we're calling you out.
And we're throwing
man
the rock.
Man up and call the station, man.
And we're,
you know,
we're
tell
throwing,
people
we're,
you ain't, this is not who you are.
We're not going to throw a rock and hide our hand. We're going to use your name. We're going to say what you did.
We're not going to say, I'm not going to use their name. They show eyes open with Tony Brown, buddy, we're using you.
And,
we're saying.
And not only that. And so when we came into this station only one day a week, let me tell you what he did systematically. And ladies, I feel you. Because, see, this is how we were built. We are nurturers by nature.
And he takes advantage of that.
And he takes advantage of that. And you're saying, but you got to pray. Yeah, you have to pray. And, yes, I prayed. But had it not been for the man sitting directly across from me, you wouldn't hear my voice this morning.
No.
You know why? Because every single sponsor that I tried to get, he went behind me and he took them. Every single guest that he wanted, he went behind me and he duplicated it. Everything that he could do underhandedly, he systematically did it. And he didn't do it just once. He did it countless times. In fact, I had one company tell me, we talked to Tony Brown, and he's going to be handling all of our buying. And he told us not to do anything with anybody else. He was going to handle that. And so what he did and what he does, and he's done it to other people in this very radio station. But nobody has had the chutzpah to say what it is.
I am that one in 10 million, buddy.
And so this morning, since he wants to talk about God, and he's being attacked, and he's never had to use his microphone for this, it's because nobody has
kept around
me. It's never been a microphone that could stand up and speak. I have had people call here this morning to say, you know what, it's long overdue.
We just had a man call that said that he's been getting discriminated against for years. And he's called Tony Brown, and basically he claims this is what he does. But once it's against somebody that's giving him some money, he's not going to do it. He understands that I'm not going to do it. And then another thing a lot of you people don't understand, because a lot of y'all are trying to figure out, how does Tony keep sponsors that are white when all he does is drag white people? There are a lot of people out there who don't mind him dragging white people as long as you're listening to their companies, right? And you're going to them and use them. He can talk about white people all they want because they're about their money. That's a strategy, folks. That's what you call a sales strategy. And so a lot of you have been wondering, how does he keep getting money from them? And he talks about them like a dog. They all in cahoots. That's how.
And let me tell you something. Somebody said Osa Green or
yeah, let's get to that.
He said, you know, that this is about politics. This
Osa Green. Yeah, let me get hold on. Because he did something Friday that was very girly. He called up here. I don't know if it's you, Osa Green, or somebody in Osa Green's house. But if you are a man, you would call me and say, look, man, I don't think what you're doing is this, or I don't think what you're doing is that. And you don't have to agree with me on everything. I understand that. But you're not going to call up here and say something and then hang the phone up like a little girl. Whoever it was, they didn't give their name. It called from a phone with Osa Green on the ID, right? And he said, I would like to see the video of the altercation with you and Tony Brown. I said, okay, go look at it. So he then, after I said that, he says, everybody know you in Jock Boy pocket, mm-hmm. and hung up. Mm-hmm. But it ain't in nobody pocket. I'm free. Mm-hmm. Dude, I ain't beholden to nobody. Ain't nobody paying me but the people who sponsor this program. But I have many talents. Even if we're not doing this program, I'm not like Tony Brown. If you take that mic from him today, he don't know what he'll do for a living. Buddy, I'll jump in the selling game and make way more money than I'm making now. This is my wife's dream, and I want to see it through for her. And if Tony would quit acting like the idiot I believe he is, I wouldn't even have to be on this microphone because I didn't come here to talk on no mic.
Well, you know, so that said, there were just a lot of things that needed to be said. People here on the station haven't been able to say it. They've said it. Many, many people have said it behind his back. And you know what? We're just saying today is that day. Friday's that day. We're going to be open and honest. This is what it is. You know what?
We're going to lose time, Colette. We wanted to play the we wanted to play the replay of the lady who was talking about the money. I think we're going to have to do it tomorrow. It depends on what he does, because if he comes out again, we're hitting him again. And every day he does, he's getting hit. So unless he turns the other cheek, he's getting squashed.
So, you know, the whole thing is this. We wanted to say it. We wanted to get it off of our chests. We wanted to talk about it. And there it is. So, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't want to hear it. I get that. I appreciate that.
No, we got one call.
Okay, well.
One call.
Okay.
Some lady. And she didn't say. She says she understands that Tony's done a lot of stuff. She's a sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice lady. And what she's saying is basically, why can't we all just get along and quit? Because she's saying that she don't want to hear this part. Because it's not uplifting. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And ma'am, I understand, because when you turn this on, you don't hear this kind of stuff. But the other day, his statement was, if you're not doing controversy, what are you doing? Because it's not American. Well, here's a little controversy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your calls.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you guys just don't really understand how I feel at this moment. You know, I feel like a weight has been lifted off, and we've been going through this for quite some time. And, you know, we say, well, we should all be able to get along. In theory, you know, we should, but it is what it is. I understand what it is, and I'm calling it what it is.
And we're calling him out.
And so what I would say to you, and we have said this to you many, many times, you need to check the facts for yourself.
Right.
You need to check what we say. You need to check what he says. You don't need to take anything that anybody says really on its face. Now, we vet the people. We vet the situations. The lady that called on Friday, we wouldn't know her if she walked through the door.
No.
You know, wouldn't know her. People have called with lots of stories about what they think he has done and is doing.
Right.
And I'm not here to say that he did it or that he didn't.
Well, we've got at least 20 calls that we're not even letting the people on.
Right.
You know, we've got about 20 people who's wanting to tell their Tony Brown story, but we just don't have that kind of time.
No.
Because, you know, everybody's
And
got,
you're right. These are not the shows that we do. These are not the shows that we intend to do.
And a lot of people made the mistake, Carlette, of thinking because we don't do them,
mm-hmm.
we can't do them. In some kind of way, Tony might be our boss.
Mm-hmm.
We don't work for Tony Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a matter of fact, we don't even see Tony Brown. You notice that he's never told y'all that he has to leave the station early? Tell him to tell you about that. Tony, why are you leaving the station early? A simple question. Why are you leaving the station early, Tony? If Mr. Christmas is vexing you, shouldn't he not be able to come?
Or if he attacked you.
Right.
And so where does it add up? And see, what he has done systematically over the years is he has taken any story and he embellishes. He embellishes.
A provocateur.
About people and what they did, like what he did with Reverend Larry R. Turner, what he's done with so many. And I said, and I've been saying, be careful when you think you stand. And we don't think we stand, lest you fall. because we all miss it and we all come short. But you've got to be able to own it, and you've got to stop bullying people from the microphone.
Well, now, what he did, what happened was the bully ran into a bigger bully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you can't bully me, buddy.
Well, see, you're so loud.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he's one of those people that doesn't have to raise his voice, and so it doesn't come across as, you know, as a big bully. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's just what.
No, he bullies women.
He bullies women.
Mm-hmm. And basically, I don't have any love for you. And I'm telling you, I've been past bully 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just Peter rolling you now. That's one of my words.
Mm-hmm.
A Peter roll is when you just flatten somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bully is an understatement to what I'm doing to you, buddy.
So, at any rate, you know, this is where it is. And
man up and stop me.
DC.
No, I mean, what I'm saying, Carlette, is any man out there right now that's listening to this program, if you and me are talking and we're having an altercation.
A verbal altercation.
And you're sitting there and you're stating your side and I'm stating my side. And all of a sudden you start screaming help. That threw me for a loop, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in a situation, and you know, I've been in business for 25 years, since 1989, and I've never seen anybody respond to an altercation the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
A verbal altercation.
Yeah, call that, it's a verbal altercation. This, and if you think I'm lying, call Chris Jacobs, CJ, that's his producer, and say, Chris, what did Tony do when him and David was arguing? Chris came in and thought I was killing the man. He was screaming, help, Chris, help, help me. And I was just standing there telling him, buddy, you a loser.
DC. My goodness.
Oh, so
well, hard. And so there you go. But we are always going to work hard to be open.
Yeah,
we're going to always work hard to be honest. And you know what, you know, you talk about, well, you know, what we do, enlightenment is what this is. And we wanted to talk about it and we wanted to get it off our chest. And I think that we have done that. And, you know, there are just some things that need to be said and we need to say them. We can say them to your face. We can say them over the microphone. We're not afraid to tell you in person.
We can have a meeting. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't mind meeting with you.
You're always telling people if they're scared, go sit down.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? We're not scared. We're not afraid to talk about
buddy.
It. And we're telling you to your face. We're using your name so that there is no discrepancy. We're recording. We have recorded. And for whatever it is, we're prepared. And so, you know, I have really said all I've wanted to say about it at this point. I have been able to say some things that nobody really would hear because people just said, you know, that's just Tony Brown. That's just what he does. You just got to pray for him. You just got to move on. Well, sometimes you just got to expose that rat. You know, once that rat starts stinking up the place, sometimes you just got to expose it and put it out there. You know, so that people will know that, you know what, every morning that we come in here, you know, we come in here and we do. We try to brighten your mornings. But sometimes our mornings are just not that bright. You know, we're dealing with all sorts of things to make this show work and to keep it working, to keep it prosperous, you know. And we're facing many challenges. And let me tell you something, and I want to speak to African-Americans, especially this morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can think because somebody is coming on here talking about racism, and blame the white man, and shoot the white man, and he never misses an opportunity.
Shoot the man.
He never misses an opportunity to talk about what the man is doing. You know, you have to really, really use your own judgment. And sometimes we can be very racist ourselves when we come out large in it. And when you're not being even-handed and you're not giving all the facts, or you're just giving enough facts to whip the people up into a frenzy,
right,
it sets race relations back. You know, you talk about bringing people together and what you're doing. In a lot of these instances, all you're doing is polarizing the people. All you're doing is creating a division between people that can never be healed when you continue to talk about this person and that person. But surprisingly, when you get money, And money, make no mistake, money powers what we do. But when you get money, suddenly you start to have amnesia about things that you fought for, things that you talked about. You were the voice
vigilant
for Baron Scooter Pikes. You talked about the way that this man was murdered, and once somebody started paying you, now all of a sudden they were just doing their job.
Yeah, they were just doing their job over there in Winfield.
You know,
when that young man got murdered, the man who
tased
represented him, when he take, and then of course, if this continues, I'll be playing that tape. I don't think, Carlette, we're gonna have time to play the tape of Miss Katrina, Miss Katrina Newton, because I know y'all all. I may do it tomorrow. I'm just gonna see what my guest list look like, but we can do this for a long time.
So. Anyway, you know, I hope that people that have felt like they haven't had a voice, and you talk about being the voice in your community and letting anybody come on.
Right.
Well, what you do is when you let people come on, you talk and you overtalk people. And most people are nervous when they call here. Most people are not on the microphone every day like you are, and you talk them down. And you just talk them down, and they never have a chance. But what we do when people call here, I try to sit back and I try to listen, and so that others can listen to what they're saying.
Right.
And so this is why this conversation was absolutely necessary. We had some things to say. We put it out there. And you know what? The floor is open for anybody who wants to dispute it, anybody who wants to rebut it. And it is what it is.
Well, Carlette, another thing too is basically, we had said all we needed to say Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, we weren't going to say anything else. We had some guests coming. We had to call the guests and let them know, look, we got a little bit more house cleaning to do. And we'll tell them tomorrow that we got some more house cleaning to do. But, you know, if you want to turn the other cheek, that's fine. But if you want to get off into this, I just say, like Snoop Dogg said, we can handle it like gentlemen, or we can get off into some gangster stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter to me, buddy, because that's who I am. I'm from